If I'm the Greek chorus who is supposed to know everything going on in a story, why do I keep getting surprised by events? Shouldn't an omniscient narrator be aware when demons are about to attack? 20 minutes earlier, molecular biologist Dr. Frank Belgium had been so engrossed with peering at the cells of the dead demon magnified 10,000 times that he scarcely paid attention to everything going on around him. This may be the key to helping Andy, and perhaps can be weaponized against Bub. Then Frank had his rapt attention drawn away from the specimen when he heard Ouija say, "They died because of me. All those people died because of me. I let Bub out." "Don't blame yourself, Ouija," Frank told her. "I'm the one that originally assisted in his escape."
"You made a mistake, Frank," Sun told him. "It wasn't all on you."
But Frank knew the real truth. "I'm to blame." Then the Batlings attacked. Black and rubbery, baseball-sized and loaded with needle teeth and thorny claws, 2 dozen demons burst out of McGlade's cooler like someone had thrown a pack of disposable nitrile gloves into the air. The demons did a tight figure eight en masse in the center of the cabin as everyone ducked and covered, and then began to dive bomb. 4 swarmed on Frank, their feet hooking into his clothing and skin, tiny mouths biting with the pain of wasp stings. He swatted one, smashing it against his thigh, feeling pointy bones crack under his palm, then tugged another that clung to his short hair, squeezing it before throwing it to the floor. Stosh the dodo bird darted around in a frenzy, flightless wings wiggling, feet a blur. Coke bottle-sized jaws snapping at the air and crushing batlings like a varmint trap. Frank noticed that everyone else had also gone on the offensive, knocking them out of the air with swinging palms and improvised weapons. Rolled magazines, coffee mugs, and throw pillows. McGlade hit the brakes, but by then the battle was almost over. Only a handful of batlings survived, still attacking viciously even though their cause was lost. Stosh managed to catch and kill the last few as Harry walked into the cabin, holding what looked like a metal ninja star. "Everyone okay?" he asked. Frank surveyed the group and found everyone had various bites and scratches. Everyone except McGlade.
"You weren't attacked?" Sarah asked him.
"My cologne. Told you, it keeps the pests away."
Fabler eyed the weapon in Harry's hand.
"A shuriken?"
"Yep.
Chosen weapon of silent assassins."
"You any good at throwing those?"
Fabler asked.
"Watch this."
Harry reared his arm back and chucked the star, which flew majestically across the cabin and stuck 1/2 inch into Fabler's right thigh.
"So you suck," Fabler said.
"Pretty much."
Fabler removed the star, wiping the blood on his already bloody sleeve.
"Can I get that back?" Harry asked.
"You cannot."
"Tough, but fair,"